guys.
You're listening to Mama Knows Podcast with your host, Nina Cavagiola, a.k.a. Balconina. Join in weekly as she walks alongside you to navigate topics around motherhood, mental health, self-love, and relationships. The good, bad, and funny.
I have my friend Ashley, and I always say Ashley Kicks because that's
my name. One of them.
Yeah, one of your many names. So I texted my friend Ashley the other day, and I was like, oh, I want you on my podcast because I feel like we have so many things in common right now in motherhood. And it started because I was talking about my marriage and how it was in a low, and you sent me the sweetest voice message. I think it made me cry. Aww. You were like, oh, I can totally relate. So, like, my husband and I are like passing ships in the night.
Yes, because we both have little ones. We both are like relatively, you know, new moms. We've got, well, Dom is how old now?
Our kids are like the same age.
Yeah.
So, well, before we get into
okay. Should I introduce myself?
Ashley and I are going to just have like a really healthy mom chat, and hopefully someone here can relate and just feel less alone. But first of all, Ashley, tell everybody who you are.
Hi, I'm Ashley Kicks, like she said. So I do morning radio in the area that we're in, southern Wisconsin. It's a country morning radio show. It's called Kicks with Ken in the Morning on WJBL 99.9. And anyways, I've been doing morning radio for over 15 years now and love it. It's hard waking up early, but it's been a fun ride. And I was trying to give you my little intro. My favorite thing about, if I have to say anything about me and who I am as a person, my favorite thing I've ever done was when I quit radio one time, and my husband and I, we were just married after a year, and I told him I want to quit and I want to get a camper and I want to travel the country. And we did it. And then we traveled around the US, and then we came back, and then we had a couple babies, and now here I am.
I know. And I know you've said this before, but do you feel like I already shared this on social media. Like, I feel a little bit lost, even though I have these desires and wishes and like motivations to do these certain things. But do you sometimes feel lost in motherhood, your marriage, your career? Like, what am I going to balance first? And what do I need to focus on? And how do I do it all?
So before I had kids, I remember feeling like I got to do all this. That's why I wanted to do that trip. I wanted to get out, because I'm like, once I get in this momhood, I'm afraid. I was afraid of this happening. And now we're here. And it still ends up happening. You still lose yourself. You still feel like you can never get it all done, ever. Like, I'm a never at laundry zero. It drives me nuts. I used to be able to do that. Now it's like, what? You can never do that. Your marriage, thankfully, I married an awesome guy. He is a great partner, because that is one thing I remember someone telling me. The most important decision you'll ever make in your life is who you decide to marry. Because, I mean, and it's true, you need that person to, like, he cooks as much as I cook. He cleans as much as I clean. We're very much tit for tat. That's my one of maybe, I don't know, my faults, but I don't like it all on my shoulders. I can't have it all on my shoulders.
It shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be. Like, I definitely, there's a type of people that'll say, well, I'm a stay-at-home mom, or I'm this and that, and my husband does all this. I should carry more of this load, but I just feel like that's not the right way to think about it. When you start a family, when you choose to be married, you need to have a fair load, right? It doesn't have to be 50-50 every time.
Right.
Because that doesn't work either.
Like, right.
If I'm able to carry the load heavier on this day, and then he carries it on this day, that's fair, right? But there shouldn't be an expectation of who should be doing what in order to have this like perfect family. I think in order to have a healthy family, there needs to be an understanding and fairness in your marriage.
And don't get me wrong, we have our moments, like all couples do. But like one example, he was like, oh, I can't find gold. So I have two kids. I have a little boy named Gunnison and then a little girl named Goldie. They're named after Colorado towns. And he was saying to me, he's like, where's Goldie's socks? And I gave him this look, and I'm like, you are half the parent as well. you should know where your daughter's socks are. How do you not know where her socks are? I'm like, let me introduce you to the sock drawer. Mm-hmm. And those things, like, he's getting really good. He's getting better at it. And I definitely make it known that I want that in a partner for him to be there and know how to be the dad. I mean, he knows how to be the dad, but knows how to carry some of the load that I can't do it all the time. Like, you gotta pack the diaper bag once in a while, buddy. Yeah. Those are the things that I think you have to vocalize, and then they'll strap their boots on and they'll do it. Yeah. I mean, you just, sometimes they don't even know that that's what you're wanting.
Yeah. I think the truly the key to it all is, like, healthy conversations and making your needs, like, verbally known. Tom and I just talked about this on last week's episode.
Okay.
I literally said to him, I'm like,
if you guys know Tom at all, then you know my husband, because I feel like they're very, very similar dudes. Is he home?
I don't know.
Okay. They have the dark hair. They're tall, good looking guys, and same hobbies. He was in manual labor. Like, yeah. They both have that, like, rough and gruff and kind of, like, just. But then they're, like, really good people and really good dads. Yeah. So my husband's very similar to them.
Yeah. So not only is it a stereotype that I think we can both agree that there's still a stereotype that the mom should carry more of a load.
Right.
And I think social media portrays that too, but we're here to tell you, like, no, there are men out there that will do it. And if you don't have that type of man, I think what it takes is a healthy conversation. And like Tom and I last week, we were just talking about this. I told him I wanted to clean. I was sick, blah, blah, blah. He told me I needed a rest. And instead of telling him, I need to do this for my mental health because this will help me feel better and help my mental load. Mm-hmm. And I didn't say that to him. I just basically said, I need to clean. And I was frustrated.
Right.
I want to clean and I'm frustrated. And to him, all he sees is that I'm frustrated. He told me, if you listen back to that episode, he told me he just needed 5 minutes to sit down and he didn't want to clean. He didn't want to do this, but we didn't communicate those things with each other. So then it turned into this whole thing. Whereas if you're in a relationship and you feel like there's an unfair balance, I think what you need to do is have a conversation about it. Say, I'm feeling this.
Right.
What can we do?
I have a girlfriend who I was out to dinner with her last week and they're on their third child. And she told me the husband's never changed a diaper and he won't. And I'm like, wait, what? And it's just, and she's like, it's okay, you know? And that for me, I don't know. I also think seeing our parents, that's another thing. My mom, like, she did do all the stuff. I think there was a time in life where the moms did do all the things. Mm-hmm. And there's still that lingering out there that, oh, well, you're the mom, you kind of do that. And me and my mom have had to have conversations because my mom will be like, well, my husband, call him Duffy. She's like, you know, Duffy does this and that. I'm like, yeah, but Duffy's also got to come home and he's got to help with X, Y, Z. Well, your dad didn't do that. I'm like, well, I don't care what
2023, Susan.
So anyways, but yeah, I think that also you can have other, like you said, social media can play a part, but also, you know, people around you, you hear other, like my mom will tell me things like, well, when I was, I'm like, but I don't want it that way. Yeah. That's not how it's going to be for me. So I think you just have to, if you're fine with your husband, you know, doing none of the diaper changes, that's on you. That's totally fine. But I don't want to do that every single time.
I think it's also important to remember, though, to remind yourself of the workload you each carry, because it is so easy to feel like you're doing it all. And as moms, we have this mental load.
Right.
We feel like I have to do this. I have to get them in activities. I have to get them to their appointments. I have to do this. But are you delegating? One, consider that. Two, what are the things that your partner is doing that you aren't really noticing?
Realizing.
Because you're so caught up in everything you're doing.
Right.
Because it is instinct and it is biology for us to grasp onto those negatives, mm-hmm. right? Like, he never, he always. But what about all the things? Like, for example, Tom, he does so much. And some days I feel like he doesn't do anything because I'm frustrated. But when I actually, like, think about all the things he does, he gets the kids up in the morning and feeds them breakfast, gets them ready and takes them to daycare so I can get an extra hour of sleep because I'm typically up in the night with my daughter. So it's like, Right. He does that for right. me, and that's huge. Huge. Yeah. I don't have to ask him to do it. He just does it. So it's those little things. Like, try to remind yourself of all the things that your partner does do
right.
that you're kind of blind to because they just naturally take on that role.
That's funny because Duffy also gets that. Because I do, like I said earlier, I do morning radio, so he has to. Like, there's no other choice. He has to get him ready. He has to get him out the door. But delegating is a really good, I think, topic because I just today, my daughter needs a doctor's appointment. I can't do that while I'm on the radio. So I texted my husband. I'm like, you got to call the doctor's appointment. And he was on the phone. And it takes those stupid little things take time.
Adulting is hard.
Yes. And it was just, he said, he was like, I was on the phone for like 15 minutes. And that's 15 minutes I didn't have. And he was able to do that. And that just helps me one thing less to do. Also, like when you get a babysitter, I was talking to my girlfriend about this. She was annoyed because she couldn't get her mother-in-law to watch the kids. The last three times she's asked, her mother-in-law says, no, I'm busy. I'm like, have your husband ask her. His own mom. It's his mom. Ask. Yeah. You know what I mean? Have him. And she just always does it. And she's like, you know what? I am going to have my husband ask his mom. And then guess who said yes?
Yeah.
The mom didn't want to say no to her son. And so and that's just awesome when you're able to delegate and then it comes through and it's one thing less for you to do.
It's funny because for me, it used to feel like I was like giving him something to do and like nagging. But now I look at it more like I need this load lightened.
Right.
And he's willing to do it. And Tom and I have had these conversations. Like I've literally told him like, I don't like asking you to do things because then I feel like I'm just asking you to do things. He's like, no, for real. Like, I don't mind. Mm-hmm. I just don't know what's going on in your
but
head.
But girls are really good at like, but I want them to want to do it. And they don't know though. Like, you know what I mean? They just don't know that that's what we want. Guys don't. They don't get that.
No. And that's the thing. Like, I've had some relationship experts on the podcast before who've literally said, it's okay to ask and delegate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's don't feel like they have to figure. They're not going to figure it out. Like, I couldn't figure out that Tom needed 5 minutes to sit down because he didn't tell me.
You. Sure.
And he, you know, I think it kind of goes both ways. It's funny because I used to be the hoarder of all things, task-wise. I felt like I just had to do everything. So every time we would have to go to like a party or a gathering, I would be the one that brings a dish to pass, cooks a dish to pass, this and that. Like,
right.
Organized. The other day, we were going over to our neighbor's house, and everybody was bringing a dish to pass. And I literally texted Tom because I had a full day. I was like, hey, do you mind picking up a couple, like a pizza and then a couple things or a dish to pass for the party?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, no problem. Literally. I didn't tell him. And the old me would have been like, can you make a X, Y, and Z salad? Or can you... I like would literally specifically tell him what to get. I was just like, I don't give a shit.
What?
The moment I stopped.
Oh, wait, we can swear on this podcast?
The moment I stopped giving a shit about like letting go of that control, it was so freeing. And he shows up at home, right? Like at the end of his workday, shows up at work home with a bag of a ton of stuff. And I'm thinking he's going to pick up like cookies. Like it was for St. Patrick's Day. Like,
okay.
St. Patrick's Day,
yeah.
Cookies, whatever. Yeah. He shows up with this fancy ass salad recipe. It's like, it was called the Irish salad.
You never told him to get a salad?
No.
Oh, nice.
No. It was like a green salad with cuties. It was an Irish salad.
Sure.
It was green and it had feta. I was like, oh my God, I would have not done that.
Right.
But it was just, to me, it was like, wow, he took a lot off of my
plate
right. by doing this. And he actually like cared.
He and he actually
into
did it well. And that's the hardest,
well.
Like when to give them no direction and then they actually succeed is really, really nice. I mean, these guys, they're smart guys. They just, you know, we don't let mm-hmm. them do it sometimes. But that being said, like spring break is coming up and moms, I literally am starting to pack now. I'm trying to get all this. And who's packing for the kids?
Typically mom.
Yeah.
Right?
Mom's doing all
but
the packing.
Is that because you haven't delegated it or did dad say he doesn't want to?
Because I haven't delegated. But he's also like when you said you have to think about, but he's taking care of the Airbnb. He got the Turo. We got like a, mm-hmm. have you heard of Turo?
Yeah, we've used it.
Okay. It's really, it was really convenient. Like he got that. That's like the car service or whatever that we're going to be using. So he does. And, you know, I didn't have to ask him and I'm like, okay, I'm doing this, but he's also doing that and paying for all that and getting that ready. So, I mean, it's also, I think at this point, we're in the hardest like spot in our relationship ever with two kids. We've got a 2-year-old and a 3-year-old. Mm-hmm. Like, it's insanity right now.
Yeah.
So things will get easier. I think, hopefully.
I hope so. I mean, there's going to be like different, everyone always
stages,
says, like,
yeah, different.
Every year, every stage is hard, but it's like different hard.
Right.
Right now with little kids, it's just hard. The sleep and just like the
lack of sleep. I was going to say there's no sleep. What are you talking about?
Right. So I did want to touch on earlier, you said, even though you try really hard to not get lost in this season of life, mm-hmm. you do. And I think about that because you see women who have it all. They have a nanny. They have a
cleaning
trainer.
Lady. Yeah,
they've
right.
had all, but they still might feel lost in this season because we're all kind of wired the same. And I want to talk about being lost a little bit more because I feel like it's common. And when people say they're lost, people automatically feel like, oh, but you're going to be okay. But like maybe being lost just means that I'm going to be a new version of me soon. Like being lost doesn't mean you have to go back to how you were.
I think being lost, honestly, like is when the right before that, it's like the best thing could possibly happen. Like I've talked to you about this. Like you busted your ass doing what you're doing now because you mm-hmm. wanted to make a little bit of a new life for yourself. And maybe you, I don't know if you were lost back then, but I'm just saying, like, I think I feel like I'm always figuring out like who I want to be when I'm a grown up. I mean, I'm like a grown up mm-hmm. and I still think like, what am I going to be when I grow up? I feel like every 6 months I'm like, but maybe I should do this as a, I mean, I just told my husband the other day, I was like, okay, what if I start a band? And he, and he's like, you are turning 40 years old this year. He's like, you are not starting a band. And
wait,
I'm like,
I didn't know you were into that. Like,
oh,
are you?
I have so many dreams and so many, I'm a dreamer. Like,
oh,
I think
same,
about,
dude, same.
Yeah. So I think also when you have a lot of aspirations in life and you want all of them to come true, you see people where, especially social media, it really is hard watching other people succeed with stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh my gosh, I want to get there. How mm-hmm. do I get there? And you feel like you just haven't succeeded as much as somebody else. It's very in your face on social media.
I literally just had this conversation with my therapist this morning because I told her I've literally silenced friends. People who are consider my friends, I have muted them, silenced them, just stopped consuming their content because it was making me feel worthless. It was making me feel like I wasn't good enough. I was comparing myself. And it was not that I was jealous. It was just that I was like, oh my God, she's doing so much. And I feel so stuck. Like, what am I even doing with
what
my life?
What? And you're like, just into so many people, you and your stuff is like so successful. I mean, you are a success in your own right. You should know that. And other people look, I mean, when people talk about, you know, influencers around the area, they're talking about you. I mean, truly. So you shouldn't feel that way. But like you said, everybody feels that way to an extent. So what was the mom doing? Now I'm like, let's get the hot gossip. Like, what was she, the juice? Like, what was she doing that was like really over the top that you weren't doing?
Oh, it wasn't really a mom. It was just more in that like fashion space that I'm in.
Okay.
I felt like, so internally in my head, I've always been, I'm an Enneagram too.
I don't know.
We've talked about this.
Right? I don't know what my Enneagram, Ukagram, Kakagram. I don't know the gram.
You didn't take the quiz.
I can only hand one gram and that's Instagram.
I really think you're a 3.
Okay.
But you'll have to take the test. Threes are very like creative and motivated and like full of ideas and goals.
Okay.
Anyways.
Every time I want to take one of those whatever tests, I like have to spend money on it. I'm like,
there's a free one.
Okay, is there? You send it to me.
I have an episode on it and I'll link that.
I was going to say, can you link that here?
I'll link it in the footnotes. Okay, so I'm an Enneagram 2, which is I always put everyone feeling before mine. I care about everyone else. I'm just like a deeply feeling person. And so to me, being in that fashion space is like, what am I doing here? I'm just making people buy stuff. And I don't want to be known for that. I want to do something bigger and better and something that has more of a movement. And this was a couple weeks ago that I shared this, and I like had this, I'm lost. I'm just not, I don't know what to do with my life. I want to start over. And a lot of people were like, what about your podcast? Like, why don't you do something with that? Why? You already have a community.
Right.
Why don't you take that and create something with it? So ever since then, I've had this idea because my goal is to create something for women and mothers that helps them cope with mental health, but also feel less alone in the season of motherhood.
Right.
And every season of motherhood. So like, now the juices are flowing, but also I think a lot of the reason the juices are flowing is because I stopped consuming the content that I felt like I was just competing with.
Okay. Yeah.
And, which is and good. It was mostly in the fashion space. Like, and it wasn't anything negative that anyone was doing. It was just like, oh my God, she's putting out all these videos and they're all going viral. And I'm doing the same thing and I'm not succeeding and it's not well. No one's perceiving it. And but yeah, it's just like this. You're
right.
Just constantly comparing yourself. And kind of like you said, social media makes us, whether you're a content creator or not. So mm-hmm. We're both content creators. We consume a lot of it. We have a lot of comparison. But say you're sitting back. You're not a content creator. You're constantly seeing other moms doing things.
Right.
Like, and you're thinking like, wait, should I be doing that? Why am I not doing that? And my biggest advice for that is stop consuming content. Read a book.
Right. Truly. I mean,
as much as I want you to watch that shit, like,
right. I had a comment. It was, I don't know, maybe like 2 years ago. A woman, so my content on social media, I guess I would say it's kind of like a lifestyle page. Like, I show my kids, I show my house, I show like vacations. If we go anywhere, I love to travel. I show a little bit of everything. But the house part, I was doing that for a while. I was really, because I love home decor. I love posting about, you know, DIY, redoing something. I think that's how you first started following me, was like, I remember getting a message from you because I was nailing something into the wall and you were like, oh my God, girlfriend, you are cracking me up. And I'm like, oh, who's this? And then we started conversing back and forth and then we ended up meeting. That's a little background on how we literally became Instagram friends. That's how you and I like met each other, was through this world, which is awesome. Like, that's what Instagram is really great, that you can meet. We would have never met. I don't think.
You know who your page reminds me of? It literally just clicked. Do you follow Bostafy? Brittany Ostafy?
Oh, no.
You two are so much of the same person.
She probably has a lot more followers than I do.
Oh, yeah. She's like
almost, oh, yeah.
She's got like almost a million on TikTok. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
You got to show it to me afterwards. I'm going
to show her to you after this. Okay. I feel like you would vibe with her content.
So it was like 3 years ago, someone messaged me and they're like, oh, my God, your house is so perfect. And I had just had my firstborn and I am looking at piles of laundry. I am looking at all the dirty dishes in the sink. I'm like, oh my God, this is such a flipping farce on my page. Like, so I started this thing Mondays. I do messy Mondays just on my stories. And you can see, like, no, it is never the way, like, Instagram, that's so great that people started like Instagram versus reality, because it's so true.
I definitely felt that way and still sometimes feel that way about you, because I'm like, holy shit. Her house is always clean. The other day you posted a video packing and there was toys and it was just like a very reality, like very relatable. Like,
right.
Like my house. You shared that. And I was like, oh my God, she is normal.
Yeah, no. The kids' hair is never combed. The toys are everywhere. It's just. And
pee on the wall.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Wait, does he sit?
No, he's not getting it on the wall. He's getting it on the backside of the toilet.
How does he not get it?
Dom 4 or 5?
Shit, he'll be 5.
He'll be 5. Okay, so our sons are, oh my gosh. I said, Gunny's 4. What was I thinking? He's turned 4. So yeah, they're not too far from each other. And then the girls are a little bit further away.
A year.
A year apart. But anyways, it is chaos. We're in that season and everybody will message you under the sun, like, but enjoy it while you can, because it goes so fast. And I get it. And I appreciate those comments, but it is hard in the moment that we're in. And I didn't ever want to come across on social media like I have this perfect, because I don't. I mean, I never get to do my hair, ever get to do my hair, because I never have time. And then it just gets, you know, ripped out by kids later and I get the life sucked out of me.
But you also, you work
early
every
morning.
Every single morning.
Yeah, I work every single morning.
And then you are with your kids. Like,
yes.
You don't, like, you're also creating content, but like you, I have kids the same age and I, there's no way I cannot make any content that's like good content with them around.
It's hard. It's really, yeah, because it, I feel exhausted most days. Like I'm pulled in so many directions because, yeah, I do morning radio. I'm get there at 5 a.m. and then I'm done by 10 a.m. and then I pick up my kids at 10:30 and then I'm mom the rest of the day.
Yeah.
And it is nice to a point. I get to be with them and have, the, you know, still some moments with them, but they'll be in school soon. And then I'm hoping when they get in school, then I can kind of push more into the social stratosphere of like content creating. Yeah.
Doesn't it? I always feel guilty for thinking like I'm excited for them to be in school.
So I hate
there can be more structure. But then at the same time, I'm like, that's it. Like,
I know.
Once they're in school, it's done.
That's like, right. I feel that all the time. Like, I'm like, okay, there's only a couple more. I mean, my son Gunnison will be full time coming next year. And I can't even imagine that. I've 4 years of my life, I've been taking naps. My son still takes naps with me at, every day. So I, I got to get going. I got to get going and take a nap with him soon. Yes, that's we take naps every day. So before we end.
I have one question
okay,
for you.
Okay. Because I need to say something also before we're done.
Okay. So for the moms listening, what is the top two pieces of comforting advice or comforting words you have for moms that are in the same season as you?
Comforting. I would look right at that spouse of yours. I don't know if that's comforting, but I would, like we said earlier, I would really do as much as you possibly can to help yourself and delegate and have that person that's in your life. And if you're a single mom, look to those people that are around you. If your neighbor could help out, if your mom can come and stop by, get a babysitter for an hour just so that you can even scroll on your phone. I think every mom needs that on the daily, if not weekly, you know, moment to yourself.
Like you can do trade. Like people will say, oh, I can't afford. You can do trade work. Like what about your neighbor say, hey, let me watch your kids for 2 hours. Will you watch mine?
Yes. Yes. Something like that. That would be amazing. Another piece of advice for moms. I mean, I honestly try and have fun with your kids at this point in my life. I know it's so hard, but like I go through days where I'm just like in that grind. And yesterday I'm like, I'm going to do 15 minutes. I'm going to dance with Gunny. And he lit that's up great. Like the 4th yeah. of July. I put on some music and it was so sweet. And like we've said, people will tell you how fast it goes and you don't have time. It's just like so hard. There's so many tasks. There's so many to-do lists. But I would, you know, once a week have a little dance party with your little people.
Yeah, I think it's important to have those moments of connection, especially because we feel like we have to constantly be creating and doing stuff for our children. Our children really just want our attention.
Right.
Whether that's sitting on the floor with them or dancing with them, they don't need a million sensory activities. They don't need hikes and trips to the park every day. Like they just want
mom.
A little bit of attention. Yeah,
and for sure.
Yeah, that can be hard though.
It is. It's definitely hard because there's the forever.
Get off me.
Well, there's all the bubbles in your head that you got to do this by the end of the day and check them all off. And you can easily just, you go play or here's a tablet or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I would delegate and then I would also have fun.
Love that. What were you going to say?
And I was going to say, I wanted to start with this, but we got started and, you know, I got distracted. That for everyone, I wanted to just say thank you to you, Nina, because you have done so much for me as like when I said earlier, we just had met, literally we met on Instagram. And when I talk about you, like to my husband, I'm like, oh, it's Belka Nina. I'm like, wait, that's not her name. But I really want to thank you because you have like people in this space. I feel like they don't really know who the person is behind the camera, the phone or whatever. And Nina is as good as gold. You have helped me, taken time. You don't ask for anything in return. And I'm really happy that we were able to do this today. But besides this, like, she has just come and met me for coffee multiple times. We've met with our kids, and then you will spend time helping me figure out stuff on the side for me. And I just want to say thank you, because mm-hmm. not everybody will do that, or they, you know, they want something out of it for themselves. Yeah. And people that follow you, I think they really need to know, like, if you don't, if you're like, I wonder what she's really like, is she really this fun? You really are. And you're really so sweet. So I wanted to say thank you.
No, thank you. That's one thing I definitely pride myself on, is I literally am who I am.
Yeah, right.
I don't know how to change.
Right, right.
This is who I am.
No, it is. No, I actually think you're better in person than you even on social media. You're funny and you're great, but you're even more down to earth and kinder than I would have expected when I met you. And then I hung out with you. I'm like, gosh, she is really, really, you're good shit, girl.
Oh, you're good shit. Where can we find you on social media?
Go to Ashley Kix. K-I-X is how you spell the last name.
Ashley with a Y.
Ashley with a Y.
There's so many.
I know. I feel like it's the most common way to spell Ashley.
Classic way.
Yes. Ashley Kix. And I'll see you there.
You're Ashley Kix on TikTok too, right?
Ashley Kix FM for radio.
Okay.
And someone else took Ashley Kix. And they have like 2 videos. I'm like, darn it. But yeah. So follow me there.
Thanks, Ashley. All right, you guys, you know the deal. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you give me a follow on social. Make sure you leave a review and come back next week. I have no idea next week's topic yet. Bye.